Whether it's comedy, action adventure, drama, horror, and everything else in between, all movies at least have one thing in common. They all share a message with you. This is Movie Night Apologetics, where I, movie apologist Clark, review and examine movies and their messages from a Christian perspective. Well, what is up, movie lovers? Welcome back to the Movie Night Apologetics podcast, and we're going to be starting a new series for you in here right now and in the coming months, and that is we're going to be focusing on the Hollywood heroes in Hollywood, hence the name Hollywood Heroes, because all these superheroes that we watch on the big screen, or at least have watched on the big screen, I don't know of how much of the superheroes we watch anymore with all the strikes and stuff happening in Hollywood, but what we used to watch, because all of them have the qualities, these qualities that they have about them that point us to God. So for example, like Captain America, he has this righteous idealism, and we could see that in Jesus. He, like, just like Captain America, Jesus is going to do the right thing 100% of the time. We see Iron Man and his genius, right? Iron Man, he creates this Iron Man suit that helps him defeat, like, all these villains that come in and throughout the movies. And just like we see God's intelligent design in creation. So you have Iron Man, he creates a suit. We have God, he is the creator and sustainer of all things. Also, we see Luke Skywalker. He has discipline to learn the Force, just like Jesus, where he's learning the Word of God from the time he was a little kid. And then there's another example of Sam from Lord of the Rings and his loyalty to helping Frodo. Jesus being loyal to the disciples after the resurrection, especially, you know, when you see Peter deny Jesus three times and how Jesus goes back to Peter and he talks with him about that, and Peter repents and he follows, and he's the cornerstone of the church and whatnot. And then we have Frodo's humility. Obviously, if you read Philippians 2, we see that Jesus is humble. Jesus, he's stepping off of his heavenly throne and taking the form of a servant and serving his disciples. We, in my huddle group at the men's Bible study that I'm a part of, we were in this part where Jesus is washing the disciples' feet. He took the lowliest job of a Jew, not only a Jew, but also a Gentile, and he washed his disciples' feet. He was so humble, and we see that in Frodo's humility. We see Aragorn's courage to risk his life so that Frodo had a chance to throw the ring into the fire, and we obviously see that courage go to the cross with even though that Jesus was sweating, you know, physically sweating blood before he went to the cross, he still had the courage to go despite of that. And then we also see Gandalf and his wisdom. Jesus is wisdom and being an example for us. For example, like when you look at the Gospels and you read in, like, I think Matthew 4, where Jesus is tempted in the wilderness, we see so much of wisdom in Jesus of basically telling the devil off by going back to the Word of God when he was tempted by the devil. And then we have Batman's focus. We see Jesus, he has a lot of focus in doing the Father's will. If you read the Gospel of John, that's like you got the deity in there in John, and then also you got him doing the Father's will. And it's all in the Gospel of John of just how focused he is in wanting to do his Father's will. And then we have Superman's power, right? I mean, Superman's the ultimate kind of hero. He's got just everything going for him. And then just like with Superman, right, we see Jesus, he has power. He has the power of to command waves to stop, to turn water into wine, to heal, to resurrect people from the dead. Jesus has immense power. And then with Wonder Woman's love, you know, the greatest Bible verse of all time, that end zone Bible verse is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. The whole crux of the Bible is God's love for us, so that we can love him and be in a right relationship with them. And so we see that in him. We see the love of the Father. And then finally, and this one is going to shock, especially people in my generation, it's going to shock because this was a very controversial figure and fantasy character. But Harry Potter, yes, the extremely controversial person that we read about. Of course, I didn't read about because I told the book was evil and that you shouldn't read it and you'll be doing witchcraft and all that. And actually, I'm going through the books right now and it's actually very good. But we see with Harry Potter his willingness to sacrifice himself so that evil can be dethroned. And you know, with Jesus, we see the sacrifice on the cross for our sins, that he can defeat the sin in our life. So all these superheroes, what I'm getting at, they snippet a characteristic of who God is in the Bible. But here's the crazy thing. If you were to pull out all these qualities together in one superhero, they still don't even match up or even come close to the person and work of Jesus Christ, the ultimate hero, because God, he is still unique and different in so many different ways. And one of the things that we're going to be going over it, and I'll put this link in the description, we're going to be going through this book, Hollywood Heroes, written by Frank Turek and his son Zach Turek, and they're going to be going through all these heroes. And in the book, Frank Turek talks about 12 reasons why God is different from these superheroes. And I'll give you the list of the reasons. So God is different. Number one, he is self-existing. He's not caused by another. He is the foundation of all being. So basically, in other words, no one created God. So unlike all these superheroes, I mean, Captain America, Iron Man, Batman, Wonder Woman, they're all created beings. Number two, infinite. God is unlimited. Three, he's simple. He's undivided in being, is not composed of parts. Four, immaterial, spirit, not made of matter. Number five, he's spaceless. He transcends space, isn't confined by space. Six, he's timeless. He transcends time. He's eternal. No, he had no beginning and will have no end. He is outside of time. Seven, he's omnipotent. He's all powerful, can do whatever is logically possible. Eight, he's omnipresent, meaning he's everywhere present. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, like, because when I say that, there could be some people who think, oh, well, so that tree is God, and that building is God, and that dog is God. And no, that's not what I mean. Like, he is just everywhere present. So he's not in everything. He's just everywhere, if that makes sense. I'm hoping I'm making sense on that. Nine, he is omniscient. He's all-knowing. He knows all actual and possible states of affairs, right? So when we look at these heroes, they don't know all the outcomes. Maybe Doctor Strange did with his, at the end of Endgame or in the Infinity War, he's like, well, there's a million possibilities this way can end and only one's going to save and all that. Other than that, though, like, there is no superhero that knows all possible outcomes with all possible scenarios and all that, right? Like, God knows that. He knows the beginning and the end of how things are going to work. 10, he is immutable. He's changeless, the anchor and standard by which everything else is measured. So basically, he is the ultimate measure in morality. He is how we define, or how we know right from wrong, right? 11, he is holy. Holy just means he's set apart. He's also morally perfect. He's perfectly loving. He's without sin. he is not corrupt in any way, which unfortunately we see that with superheroes, right? We see the selfishness in Iron Man. We see other heroes like Batman. There's question in mind. These heroes are not morally perfect. They are not perfectly loving. They are not completely succinctly set apart from other people. So anyways, that's just what I mean by that. And then finally, 12, he's personal, has mind, emotion, and will, and makes choices. Now, 12, you can argue that all these superheroes, they are personal, they have minds, they have emotion and will, and they make choices. So that is what we as image bearers of God do possess, because we are created in his image. So with all that said, vice versa, superheroes don't really possess any of these except probably for number 12. As we go through this series, just keep a few of those things in mind as we go through the Hollywood heroes. They have similar qualities that God has, but they, like us, are still imperfect and are only pointers of the one true God. And also, kind of what I want to say, I was talking to my pastor about this. There is this sense in these superheroes called dualism. And dualism is like the good versus the evil, the bad versus the right, or whatever, right? So you have, say, Captain America, and you have, I don't know, that Hitler red guy in the first Avenger. I can't remember what he was called, but you have them two duking it out. And we think, oh, well, that's what God and Satan are like. They're just duking it out. Well, actually, I mean, in one sense, there is a battle, but it's not quite the same, because God, like we listed here with all his qualities, Satan's created. Satan's just like way far beneath the God of the Bible. It doesn't even come close. These two put together, like, Satan's going to lose 1,000% of the time. He's actually already lost. His head is cut off because of what Jesus did at the cross. And so there is this no dualistic, like, Jesus and Satan or Jesus and evil have the same amount of power and they're fighting it out. It's not like that in real life. Jesus has already won. Jesus has already claimed his throne. Like, he is a sustainer of all living things, right? So it's not quite the exact same. So when we look at these superheroes in the coming weeks, there's dualism there, but let's just remember that these heroes that we watch, they are just mere pointers of the one true God. And so we're going to be going over Captain America. We're going to be going over Iron Man and Star Wars and Lord of the Rings and Batman and Wonder Woman. And what I'm really looking forward to is the most controversial character, Harry Potter. And I'm going to do that as a two-part episode. The one episode, I'm going to be kind of debunking, if you will, some of the controversy behind Harry Potter. You know, like I mentioned a little bit ago, I grew up in a time when it was just like, Harry Potter's evil, it's witchcraft, like, they're teaching you spells, and you're going to read it, you're going to want to cast spells on people and curses on people and whip out on a Ouija board and tarot cards and all that, and you're just going to be succumbed to the devil. And, you know, now as I'm reading it, and I picked Harry Potter as last, because if you pick up the book and you read the book, you'll notice that Harry Potter is like the third chapter of the book, and I'm saving it towards the end because I really want to read the books and watch the movies myself to give you my opinion of them, because I want to be able to be like, okay, fine, you say it's evil, I've heard it's evil, I want to know for myself to see if that's true and see if there's anything that I can draw off of, because, and to look at Harry Potter and his character and point people to the cross, to the good news of Jesus Christ. And so I'm really looking forward to debunking some of these controversies behind Harry Potter. So look forward to that episode, probably in September or whatnot, of just like debunking the Harry Potter controversies. And just as a little bit of a tease, I will say this, out of all these superheroes that we're going to be going over, I can tell you this much, that Harry Potter has more in common with the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus than any other of these fictional characters in our modern day history. That is no joke. That is the irony of it. So I'm just going to leave it at that and just let you marinate on that. And you're going to have just to wait a little bit while we go through the series, and while I am currently in the third book of the Harry Potter series. And it's honestly, I just got to say, if you haven't listened or read them, I would just encourage you, if you're just like on that scope of like, no, Harry Potter's evil, there's nothing wrong with just being like, okay, I want to check this out for myself and read it. And God, give me wisdom to seeing the truth in it and looking at it as just a fantasy book. I think God honors that when we seek to understand and not just cut off something based off what somebody else has said. Like, I was talking to this guy the other day and, you know, telling him to read the Bible. And I said, you know, I've been told my whole life that Harry Potter is evil, and now I'm reading it. And I'm like, man, these are really good fantasy books. But I had to read it for myself. And so you may be on this journey where you've been told your whole life that the Bible is just complete fairy tales and garbage and, you know, whatever it is. And you may have heard like, oh, God's just a vengeful God in the Old Testament, and the New Testament is all loving, and there's just countless of contradictions in it. Well, I would just say, if you've just been listening to the voices, and just people and their opinions of the Bible, but you haven't read it yourself, I would just encourage you just to pick it up. And I encouraged my buddy, I said, you know, pick up the NLT. I don't encourage King James Version. I'm sorry for you King James lovers. I don't believe it's the best version of the Bible. It's very written in very old English language that we don't talk like that anymore. And so it's kind of outdated. I'm not saying it's totally bad, but I'm just saying like there are better translations. And I think NLT, if you're just new to Christianity, if you're new to reading the Bible, that's a great one to start with, because it really, it just has a very, the translation in it is very easy and understandable to read. And so I would just encourage you in that to read the Bible if you've been told like, oh, it's all this, like, just read it, you know, and like me, just read Harry Potter. You know, it's like, I'm going to just read this myself. So anyways, I know I've been kind of like rambling on in that. And so I'm excited to be going through this series with you. I will be only posting my episodes every other Monday, just so you know. Got a lot of kids. I'm leading a Bible study, and so I can only do every other week. I found out maybe down the road I'll be able to do it once a week, but the reason why I really want to do that is because I want to make these episodes really good and really strong, and I want to be able to have enough time to research, have enough time to articulate my thoughts. I don't want to put out crap. I've done that in the past with some episodes, not all the episodes I've done on this podcast so far, but some of them I have. And I'm like, you know what? I really want to take the time and I want to give it some thought, because this is important. Talking about these things and these movies and these characters is so vitally important, and it does build conversation and it gets people thinking about God and who he is and the character and his nature. And I just want to do the teaching in this justice. So I just thank you guys for listening so much. And if I could just ask you, if you could just share this with a friend, family member, or coworker that you know really well, because people, I will say this, people are more likely to listen if they are, if one of their trusted friends recommends this to them. Like I, like I've said here on the show before, my, you know, my good friend Scott, who's also my pastor, him and I have talked and we have a lot of trust with each other, and he recommended me this podcast to listen to called Truth Unites. It's such an amazing podcast. Like if you don't listen to this podcast, listen to that one, because that one is just so needed for our day and age. But anyways, he recommended that to me, and I would have never found out or anything if he had not recommended that to me. And I, and it's one of my favorite podcasts. And so I would just ask, if you just share it with somebody and even maybe rate the show, because if you rate the show and there's more ratings in it, it's more likely to be seen by people who are searching or browsing for a new movie podcast to listen to. And also, I would just say this too, that if you are like, man, I really want to share the gospel with people. Like I realize just how amazing Jesus is in my life. I want to be able to talk with people, but I'm really like scared and nervous. I would just say, maybe if you have a friend that you're trying to reach, be like, hey, there's this book that, I'm reading, and there's this podcast I'm listening to, and they're going over the series called Hollywood Heroes, and this guy and these guys are talking about these superheroes, and they're relating it to Christianity. Would you just want to like go through that book and read it and talk about like these superheroes, and I can just kind of like show you my faith and what I believe through these characters? You know, it's a great way to springboard into spiritual conversations. I think about when Paul, when he was, and you know, like a lot of people don't think that, well, you shouldn't, you know, put the secular in with the, you know, the sacred. And I just think Paul obliterates that in Acts when he's preaching to these people on Mars Hill in Athens. And he's like, and, you know, all these Athens people are idol worshipers. There's so much idol worshipers that they have this statue, and under it says the unknown God, just to make sure that they got all the gods right that they're praying to or whatever. And he's like, you know what? He points to that statue as he's reaching them. He says, you know what? My God doesn't need human hands as though he needed anything, or something along those lines. Basically, he doesn't need us to make him. Like, he's the sustainer of all life, like we talked about. And that actually, using that secular idol, pointed people to God, to have them draw them to God to in repentance and in faith. And that's exactly what this podcast is about. That's exactly what I want to do with the series, is we look at these like, you know, Thor is, you know, a myth, in mythology, right? Maybe not Iron Man or Captain America. Those were created kind of within the last 50 years, but like Thor wasn't. But you know, we look at these characters and yeah, they're super secular. They like, you know, but people, millions of people have spent a lot of money investing in making these characters on the big screen. There's been millions upon millions of people that have watched these characters. There's million, like hundreds of thousands of people into the Comic-Con where they go and dress up as these characters. And so these characters are a great pointer in a great way to point people to God, just like the unknown statue was on Mars Hill to point the Athen people, the idol worshipers, to God. And so that's what this podcast, that's what this podcast is all about. And that's what this series is all about, is let's find a way to point people to God. And so just try to bring a friend in and talk with them and discuss about that. Or you could just say, hey, here's this podcast I listen to. you want to pick out an episode. You don't have to read the book, but you can just pick out any old episode and be like, hey, you want to listen to an episode? Let's go and talk about it. Either one would be awesome. And I really think, again, movies are such a good way to point to people to the goodness of God in the movies we watch, because I think there is so much hope in Christianity, and there are so many people without hope. Let's point them to the one true hope, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So thank you guys for listening. And like my friend Blaine always says, that after we get done at the movie theaters, don't party too hard without me. What? Catch you guys later. Whether it's at home or at the movie theaters, Movie Night Apologetics exists to help you, the listener, know the Christian worldview through the movie's messages. I am movie apologist Clark, and this is Movie Night Apologetics Podcast.